like a bandit stealing time underneath the sycamore tree. Cupid by the Austin Valentine to my sweet lover that made. Slowly but surely your appetite is more than I knew. Sweetly, softly, I'm falling in love with you. Wish me love for wishing well to kiss and tell. Well, to kiss and tell, oh, wishing well, a crocodile chick.
Listening to AM signals through a synchronous detector, you will find it quite painful if you have to go back to an envelope detector. The improvement in signal-to-noise ratio and reduction in chatter from adjacent stations is particularly helpful on weak or fading signals. We produce a complete boxed phase lock synchronous detector, which accepts 455 kHz IF input to suit many receivers. The two audio line level outputs can be fed into a hi-fi stereo system, and the four front panel controls allow reception of double sideband, upper sideband, lower sideband, stereo spread or independent sideband with lower sideband on the left and upper sideband on the right, quadrature, which nulls the modulation of the strongest station on the channel and improves the audibility of weaker co-channel signals, and finally, a low distortion envelope detector. Apart from all this, there is also an audio level controller, which counteracts the objectionable surging in loudness as the carrier goes through a selective fade and the automatic gain control in the receiver unnecessarily increases the gain. The unit costs £150, and a detailed four-page information sheet is available if you send along 1 14-pence British stamp or 1 international reply coupon to Radio Facts, The Forge, Cranley, England, GU6, 7BG. This is Radio Fax, 6205 daytime, 1611 nighttime.
Ooh, I'm not satisfied. Oh,
letter from the Right Honourable Lord Thompson of Monifieth, who is chairman of the Independent Broadcasting Authority. This is what he had to say. Thank you for your letter of the 14th of October about transmitting radio facts on HF from a transmitter in the United Kingdom. Unfortunately, we cannot help you because under the present legislation, Broadcasting Act 1981, as far as radio is concerned, the IBA can only transmit local sound broadcasting services. In your plan, you cover the British Isles. You probably know that the government intends to introduce legislation, probably late 89 or early 90, which is intended to expand the opportunities for broadcasting. It would probably be prudent for you to press the Home Office to address the HF aspect. It has not featured in any discussions we have had with their officials. HF was also not mentioned in the Green Paper on radio. I'm sorry we cannot help, but wish you luck with your exciting project. That was a letter from Lord Thompson to us at Radio Facts in October this year.
up a monkey skull to go.
The sun was spinning bright, the sky was blue and bright. I felt a little tight, so I watched my enemy fight.
Will finish at the end of December. Starting on the 1st of April this year, and then continuously 24 hours a day from the 11th of August until the 12th of December, we were on the air for 4 months, bringing listeners the latest developments in electronic communications and broadcasting. Through that time, you've been sending us over 100 letters each week, telling us how much that kind of speech programming was appreciated. We also know that we had a fair number of very enthusiastic blind listeners. So we remain a legal operation and close down on December the 30th, unless some government writes us out the license we've been asking for since 3 years ago. What would the other possible options be? We could stay on the air from the Republic of Ireland, or we could come on the air from England. By making public the time and place, this would be a fairly straightforward act of civil disobedience, and the presumably inevitable court case would form part of the history of broadcasting. However, these are not options that we regard as compatible with a professional operation.
The letters you send are what has made this project worthwhile. And thank you again to everybody who has taken the trouble to write. We got letters from people aged between 17 and 70. And anyone in the media world will know that something appealing to such an age range is most unusual. Some of the historical items we have carried, the development of magnetic tape, the story of radar, old BBC transmitting stations, the invention of magnetic recording from wire recorders to digital tape, and others, have brought in letters from people involved in the work up to 50 years ago. If we were staying on the air, one thing we would have liked to do was organise a contact point so that people who worked together years ago could get in touch with each other again.
One thing we have achieved might be the most listened to program per watt transmitted. And we mean listened to. Many shortwave stations are heard and logged, but your letters make it quite clear that people really do listen to Radiofax.
The use of shortwaves has fallen significantly over the last 20 years. And everyone seems agreed that, with a view to the future, what Radiofax has demonstrated is now a useful and appropriate use of 9 kHz of the spectrum. What can you do? Well, if you think Radiofax or something like it should be offered a license, you could write to your Member of Parliament at the House of Commons, London, SW1A, OAA, and the Ministers responsible are Douglas Hurd and Timothy Renton at the Home Office, Queen Anne's Gate, London, SW1H9AT.
You are the people who know it's rubbish to say that no frequencies are available. There are a greater number of you using the HF spectrum for education and recreation than all other users put together. So your voice should carry some weight in decisions about what some fraction of it is to be used for.
To put the number of letters we got in context, it was more each week than the BBC Radio 4 Any Answers programme has been receiving recently. That's a response any station would be proud of.
We have a Smart Blue station card, which lists most of the people involved in the project. And it comes with 6 pages of information all about Radiofax. The printing envelope and postage cost us about 75 pence. So we ask you to send along 50 pence in British stamps, 3 international reply coupons, or $1 to Radiofax, The Forge, Cranley, England, GU67BG.
Radio Fax million-selling single. Glenn Campbell, Wichita Lineman, released on the Capitol record label in the USA and on the Ember record label in Britain in 1968. Glenn Campbell, the seventh son of a seventh son in a family of 12 children, was born on the 22nd of April in 1938 on a farm near Delight, Arkansas. And since his entire family played musical instruments, he was surrounded with music from birth. From the age of six, he was singing and strumming the guitar on his local radio and at barn dances. He joined a Western band in his teens, led by his uncle, Dick Bills, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and appeared with the band on radio and TV for 5 years. Glenn then had his own band for several years before heading for the West Coast. He arrived in Hollywood in 1960 and started to record for the Crest label there, and working with a vocal and instrumental group, the Champs. He then cut Turn Around, Look at Me for Crest Records, and the disc brought him national popularity in 1961. The success resulted in an exclusive contract with Capitol Records in 1962. He played drums, bass, violin, mandolin, and harmonica. And this helped to find Glenn to find work as a studio musician, and he played on sessions from many star artists, including Nat King Cole and Frank Sinatra, in addition to cutting some discs himself. It wasn't until he recorded Gentle on My Mind in 1967 that his name was noted seriously in America. The disc was a hit, and the subsequent By the Time I Get to Phoenix achieved number one in the USA charts, plus 3 Grammy Awards. By 1968, Glenn was the toast of the American music scene, with $3 million albums simultaneous certified in the USA in November 1968. Wichita Lineman, a melancholy love ballad with an eerie production atmosphere, was released in October 1968 and sold over 700,000 copies in 2 months, and reaching the million by March 1969, plus a gold disc awarded and a Grammy Award for the best engineered popular recording of 1968. Wichita Lineman was written by America's outstanding songwriter of the time, Jim Webb, and the disc was number two for 1 week in the USA bestsellers, for 15 weeks there altogether, and was also a success in Britain, where it reached number five for 1 week. Glenn's album of the same title had 450,000 copies in advance sale, the largest ever for the artist. Later, he started his own CBS TV weekly show in 1969. Glenn Campbell, Wichita Lineman.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, for another overload. I hear you singing in the wires, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. Small vacation, but it don't look like rain, and if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain, and I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. Thank you.
Let's have a listen to some of the things that we have done over the last few months.
A few important changes have occurred since the BBC demonstration. For example, Alpha Micro has persuaded the National Technological University to use video tracks in conjunction with satellite TV to broadcast course notes to its students all over the United States.
And miles per gallon. Computer manufacturers quote millions of instructions per second and cost per kilobyte, and so on. Any improvement in these objective quantities is regarded as unequivocally a step forward. In the field of audio design, many people seem to have difficulty in deciding which direction forward is, which is also solid state right up to the output stage. with its two 4CX15000A tubes, and also uses Doherty modulation.
Much has been made of the north-south divide in recent months, and the drift towards the south-east of England. The regional TV service, with its local programming, employment and contribution to local culture, is one counterweight to this imbalance.
Yorkshire, which would enable any telephone conversations to be tapped.
The new system, said to be called Project P145, would allow British and American surveillance officers to monitor 1 billion calls a year.
Listeners who work outside the broadcasting industry may wonder that there is any need for yet another video recording format.
Since 1956, when video recording emerged from the...
...might actually do a radio play, that they might commission some programmes. I think this is what is really under most threat. I really do. The idea that it doesn't matter what you do, so long as you've got a lot more radio networks to sell off to make more money. His voice trailed off. But these are unfashionable things to say, and I'm not supposed to say them. Before it was too late, I rushed home and switched on Test Match Special. That was Andrew Stephen in The Observer.
These are merely party tricks, but they serve to impress the layman. What is important to General Motors and a growing band of customers, Japanese included, queuing up to buy MagnaQuench, is that the components can be smaller and lighter.
So far, three companies have said they will apply for licenses to operate Telepoint systems. They are BT's Mobile Communications Division, BTMC, Mercury Communications, and... The writer was founder chairman of Channel 4, 1980 to 1987.
Offshore wind turbine to be sighted near Norfolk by David Green, again from the Financial Times. A site for the world's first offshore wind turbine has been chosen 3 miles off the coast near Wells Next the Sea in Norfolk. Encoder and decoder system, the improvement in the Chromium signal-to-noise ratio for a dark scene may be as much as 12 dB. The effective increase in the signal-to-noise ratio occurs because...
Here's an astonishing list of the things that can be heard on medium wave, given by Gordon Bennett.
Good morning. We've all been hearing the usual East Coasters this month, but at last I have news of very nice central and south.
A rather enjoyable programme, in fact great, that's the view of John Raines from Immingham in South Humberside.
By a consortium of Philips, Plessy and Nordic, the LSI, but they could be losing the price war to rival ITT.
CBS Television Services, using the new DMAC transmission standard. Paul Gardner of IBA Engineering Information looks at the implications for the UK as well as for Europe.
Video has arrived, and unlike the VHS tape, it will not be easy to copy.
Yet, they were still growing faster than many other sectors. The electronics industry was rudderless, Mr. Sack said, because of the failure of the government to provide a lead.
I wonder how they've crammed all the electronics into such a small casing, which is only slightly bigger than a professional Walkman. Unlike a Walkman, rewind time for a 120-minute tape is about 80 seconds. That's
where they originate from the viewer's own country, or from a neighbouring country with the same or similar language. Thus, Swiss-German speakers also watch German and Austrian television.
The stage of an FM transmitter is more than a peak and dip process. Some engineers, even after several years of work, still don't understand the proper procedure for final stage tuning. Broadcasting to the people who really listen to shortwaves, this is Radio Fax, 6205 daytime, 1611 nighttime.
Channel 4 is now well established in every viewer's mind as the fourth channel. In Broadcast Systems Engineering, Andrew James looks at the company's history, the computers used in its production environment. Procedure will not be necessary with the arrival of full stereo sound transmission, eventually, or digitally encoded, of course. As I came away after my visit, I felt that Channel 4 television was a happy ship, echoed by the comment of one of the staff, "I really enjoy coming to work here." the Independent Broadcasting Authority is to allow Crown Communications to take sole control.
Well, those are some shortcuts from some of the items Radio Fax has been broadcasting over the past 4 months. We have fresh programmes on the evenings of Monday, Wednesday, Friday and Saturday. We close down on the 30th of December.
This is Radio Fax, 6205 daytime, 1611 nighttime, with Holly Robson
and Trevor Brook.
No more the fool who waits around.
Continuously, 24 hours a day, from the 11th of August until the 12th of December, we were on the air for 4 months, bringing listeners the latest developments in electronics, communications, and broadcasting. Apart from special programs, starting on the evening of the 17th of December and over Christmas, we are playing music until our final close down on the 30th of December. We have a smart blue station card, which lists most of the people involved in the project. And it comes with 6 pages of information all about radio facts. The printing, envelope and postage cost us about 75 pence. So we ask you to send along 50 pence in British stamps, 3 international reply coupons or $1 to Radio Facts, The Forge, Cranley, England. GU67BG.
Yeah. and help her see. Back.
hadn't heard. The government recently launched a white paper all about enterprise. Patrick Hosking from The Independent described it like this. Lord Young, Secretary of State for Trade and Industry, promised no let-up in the shredding of red tape which hampers business, as he unveiled a white paper on deregulation. It specifies almost 80 new proposals for next year across 16 government departments. A section on Europe stresses the importance of stemming unnecessary bureaucracy. Lord Young said the government stifled enterprise, discouraged innovation, and removed incentives when it got too involved in economic activity. But he stressed deregulation would not be at the expense of safeguards. He said this is not about removing the regulations we all need to protect our environment or the health and safety of the public or to give us the assurances and information we need as consumers. Our objective is better regulation, less gobbledygook, less paperwork and a better service for enterprise. Deregulation is rarely glamorous. The government's battles to allow bingo halls to open before lunchtime and to relax restrictions on orange juice imports are unlikely to appear in the history books. Nevertheless, these and 120 other deregulatory measures achieved in the last 18 months are the bread and butter of deregulation. Singly, they appear lightweight. Together, Lord Young claims, they represent a significant easing of the restrictions and costs which burden British business.
Well, giving people HF licenses is not one of the items. Of course, there is no reason why the DTI could not license Radiofax as a utility service, in the same way that specialist services for mariners and aviators and press agency transmissions are permitted. We thought of this some 6 months ago and wrote to Lord Young, but his reply at that time was not encouraging.
We all know we'll get a license one day. We all knew Citizens Band would be licensed. The only question is whether we'll be drawing our pensions when it happens.
The very first kiss.
heard that Ray Burke, the Minister for Industry and Communications in the Republic of Ireland, has commented that some radio stations have informed his department that they will close down at the end of the year.
We at Radio Facts wrote to Ray Burke in Dublin on the 4th of November to advise him that Radio Facts would be closing in accordance with the new act passed by Dáil Éireann.
What we're wondering here is, are these facts connected and does he mean us?
Best for you.
Listening to AM signals through a synchronous detector, you will find it quite painful if you have to go back to an envelope detector. The improvement in signal-to-noise ratio and reduction in chatter from adjacent stations is particularly helpful on weak or fading signals. We produce a complete boxed phase lock synchronous detector, which accepts 455 kHz IF input to suit many receivers. The two audio line level outputs can be fed into a hi-fi stereo system, and the four front panel controls allow reception of double sideband, upper sideband, lower sideband, stereo spread or independent sideband with lower sideband on the left and upper sideband on the right, quadrature which nulls the modulation of the strongest station on the channel and improves the audibility of weaker co-channel signals, and finally, a low distortion envelope detector. Apart from all this, there is also an audio level controller, which counteracts the objectionable surging in loudness as the carrier goes through a selective fade, and the automatic gain control in the receiver unnecessarily increases the gain. The unit costs £150, and a detailed four-page information sheet is available if you send along 1 14-pence British stamp or 1 international reply coupon to Radio Fax, The Forge, Cranley, England, GU6 7BG. Radio Fax, 6205 daytime, 1611 nighttime. Ooh,